Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us in just about 20 minutes, Dan Helley, host and play-by-play guy for DirecTV and Fox, covers the NFL, UFC, local guy doing big things. We're going to talk to him
also
at 9:20.
Calls some college games. He called a Wisconsin game a couple weeks ago.
He's a busy man. Yeah, crisscrosses the country.
And I did wake him up.
Good.
He's ready to go.
He should be woken up at this point because he's coming on at 9:20.
By the way, Rahm just made a bomb putt to win the fourth hole. So they've completely flipped that match, Sergio and Rahm. They were down one going into three, I think, and then to Thomas and Spieth. Now they're one up. I believe all the other matches are all square.
Right now, I'm looking at the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. We post that at Junks Radio on Twitter. 73% believe the Buffalo Bills win the game, and they should. They're the big favorite. It's a home game. And we were talking about the path to victory. I think if Taylor plays like he did last week, where they throw the ball a lot and he throws for over 300 yards, they can win the game. Did he actually finish over 300?
I think over 300 is aggressive.
Yeah.
I think if he stays like
against the Giants,
250 to 275 range, you can win with that as long as you have Gibson doing something out of the backfield. Like, I think Gibson needs 15 or 18 carries in this game. I still wonder if his shoulder is bothering him and preventing him from getting a real full workload. I think that might be an issue, but I think if you have Gibson 100% and healthy, and you have that balance on offense, and you keep the ball, and you're able to convert on third downs, and you don't let the Bills do what the Chargers did to this defense in week one and have them out on the field, you know, for 35 or 40 minutes, you got a good shot of winning the game.
Well, are you going to see that so-called top five defense? That's the question this week.
It's a great question.
It's a big leap. It's a big leap. It's hard to imagine. But I think that's ultimately what's going to come down to. They have to make stops. I know that I'm so beaten down as a Washington fan, even last year. And, you know, I just, like, if we force a punt, that's like a huge win.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if we ever force a punt, that's a huge win. And then we just have to take advantage of it. You have to capitalize on it. I'm not sure that I'm a big believer in this Buffalo defense. I'm going to have to see it up close and in person for myself before I start to buy into it. I know they're not as good as only giving up 11.5 a game. That's a joke.
I know who is a believer. His name's Tua, and his ribs hurt really bad, and he's not playing in week three because of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have guys that can hurt you, but I don't know. We'll see. We're decided underdogs, but I think we have a shot.
The thing about
if we can rattle Allen a little
bit. It's going to be hard because, you know, Daniel Jones to me is different. For whatever reason, he's got Washington's number.
Yeah.
And I know he lost this game, but it wasn't because of Daniel Jones.
Right.
And he had, you know, 9 carries for over 90 yards, almost ran for 100 yards. And he should have, had they not called that penalty on his long touchdown run.
Right.
He would have been over 100 yards. So, to me, the Josh Allen thing, I know he can run, But I look at that first game against Justin Herbert where he was slinging the ball over the field. I kind of feel like that's what Allen's going to do.
Is he that accurate? Is he as accurate as Herbert can be? I mean, Herbert.
Well, he was last year.
Yeah, last year he completed almost 70% of his passes. This year he's off to a slow start. I think he's right around 56%.
Yeah.
But he has a similar type arm, like just a rocket arm. He has a really good receiver, if not great receiver, in Stephon Diggs.
Oh, he's a great receiver.
We saw what the receivers of San Diego did against Washington. To me, that's more the blueprint than the Daniel Jones blueprint. And look, I know Josh Allen's going to run, but I don't feel like he's going to run, you know, 20 read option plays.
No, I don't think it's going to be a read option, but I think, you know, when he finds a little space, he's going to take off and he can get 20, 30 yards.
Oh, easily.
Oh, yeah, and he can run over guys, too.
Buffalo, by the way, converts third downs at a 48% clip. That's top five in the league through two games. Washington is dead last at converting third downs.
DFL?
That number has got, they convert at a 30% rate.
Yeah, it's got to be better.
Slightly better than Minnesota. So they've got to be better.
It's got to be better
going.
Remember,
forward.
We had Coach Rivera on, and he disputed it. But Pete Haley said he went through and watched the Steelers tape, and he thought that the Steelers only basically blitzed one time. And apparently, that's been kind of the word against the Bills, is that you just kind of lay back in coverage and let your front four do their work.
Right.
And that's been sort of.
I can't remember what he said. He said they blitzed more than once.
He said it was more. It wouldn't say once, but he did acknowledge that that's been sort of the approach that teams have taken against the Bills. I'm not sure that that's a successful formula for us, though. Just our guys laying back in coverage. I would rather be a little bit more aggressive.
I think you might want to attack a little bit more.
I know. Now, we had the guy, Sal Capaccio, is that his name?
Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio.
And he said if you do that, then he thinks Allen will burn you.
Yeah.
So,
can you imagine what the feeling in this city is going to be if they actually go into Buffalo and win?
Be awesome.
Well, it'd be one of the great wins.
You guys are going to be on fire.
It'd be one of the great wins. And
it would be a big win. And then you're going to look at Atlanta.
Especially if Heineke has another silly.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, if Heineke has another silly, you're going to have to put him in the Pro Bowl, and you're going to have to just take everything you ever said back.
Well, look, I mean, if he continues to play well, you're going to see some flip-flopping.
Yeah. Definitely be flip-flopping.
But I still say it's a very small sample size.
It looked like secrets in late August. Yeah,
I expect
everywhere.
Us to lose.
But we'll see.
But I hope that we can keep it
close. That's the beauty of sports. You just don't know what to predict.
I hope we can have a chance to steal it.
Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC. Brought to you by the DC Lottery. Maybe it's too easy to say this, but I think they win this game. It's going to be a higher scoring game. And it's because Heineke has a bomb diggity, and Antonio Gibson, they actually implement him more in the passing game. So combination that.
What is he at, 33 carries in 2 weeks? Something like that?
Yeah, he doesn't have a ton of carries. I think he had 13 in the second game. I'll have to look at his game.
I think they really like what J.D. McKissic brings to this team. So I don't think they're going to veer too much.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're never going to give him 25.
Either. Yeah,
I think that he's always going to be in that 15 to 20 range.
Probably.
But maybe, you know, maybe you throw it to him a little bit more.
But again, I think we saw the blueprint last week, too. Get the ball to Logan earlier. Get the ball to McLaurin earlier.
The quick game.
Yeah.
Gibson has 33 totes of the rock through two games.
But only five catches.
Yeah.
And that's we expected more.
And again, I highly recommend people watch the film breakdown that Kurt Warner did. It's on social. It's on Twitter. Where he went through and he kind of broke down from the all-22 perspective. And you never know if he knows exactly the concepts that they're trying to run, but he's doing his best guess at guessing and sort of the reads and the progressions. And there's a lot. Like, Scott Turner is scheming these guys open. And if Taylor can maybe hold the ball another half second or, you know, add a little depth to his pocket sometimes, he could find some guys. There are some big plays that are out there that are available.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that Taylor hasn't played well. He has, but it just shows you how much is out there for him. So it was it was very, very interesting to watch. It was about a 10-minute breakdown that Kurt did.
Don't forget the subplot. This is a Logan Thomas revenge game.
That is
against
true.
His former team, the Buffalo Bills. It's always in play.
Be nice if we could have a big Jamin Davis sighting, make a few plays.
Or Chase.
Chase would be huge.
That's the guy you keep waiting for.
Chase is the kind of guy that can change the game. Maybe a tip ball, interception return for touchdown cakes,
that
something
would be
like that.
That would be fantastic for that defense if that happened.
Get a little momentum. Let's go to Kevin in Lanham. Of course, if you want to chime in, you can. 800-636-1067. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on, Junks? I love you guys,
hey,
man.
Kevin,
love listening to you guys.
Love you, buddy.
We miss Lanham, too, by the way.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening.
That's my old stomping grounds, Kevin.
I know. And, you know, I live in Lanham, so I'm like in the backyard of the stadium. I'm a season ticket holder, and I live right next to the stadium.
Is that roller rink still there, or is that thing
it
done?
Was. Yeah, is still,
yeah, it's still there. It's
Seabrook,
still there.
What about the ice cream place that was there? Was that a Tasty Freeze?
Tasty Freeze, that's gone for a while.
That's gone, right?
Yeah, that's been gone.
Yeah, that's gone. That's gone.
Yeah.
But my take on it, listen, I'm tired of everybody telling us that we have four first-round picks on the front four. Like, they have to win their battles. Well, guess what, Del Rio? They're not winning their battles. So we need to scheme up some more pressure to put on Josh Allen. Any quarterback in this league will pick you apart if you give any quarterback a time. Everybody's a professional. Every quarterback's a professional. And I'm tired of them talking about, well, we have four first-round picks on the front line, so they need to win their battles. No, you need to stop with the old concept of football and start dialing up some pressure, scheming some pressure to the talent we're going up against. You can't just always rely on the front four rush. But if we don't get pressure on Josh Allen, man, he's gonna burn us, man. That kid is good. He's gonna burn us.
Right?
Are you a believer in Taylor Heinicke?
I am a believer in Taylor Heinicke. I kind of feel like the Heinicke thing is like a Kirk Cousins thing, like. It's like some people are like, he looks a little good, but I don't know if we want to spend money on him. And then next year comes, he looks a little good, but I don't know if we want to spend money on him. And I think Taylor Heinicke is kind of the same thing. He's still an unknown. So there's still some reserve against, you know, putting him out there. But I just feel like if they put more on his plate, you know, he's going to sink or swim. Like most of these guys out here, they like Jameis Winston, he could throw five touchdowns 1 week and then five interceptions next week.
Yeah,
but it's like
that.
It's a risk-reward thing. And sometimes it's worth the risk.
You want him to be more medium than a guy like Jameis Winston.
I don't see those kinds
Definitely.
I don't see those kinds of highs and lows with Heinicke. I mean, I think he'll have lows, but I don't think they're going to be that extreme.
Yeah, let's hope.
And that's my point. If they can let Jameis Winston do that, what are we waiting for Heinicke, which is going to be better and not going to turn over the ball?
Right.
Like, open it up for this kid.
Right. Well, the stuff is out there. I'm telling you.
I think they kind of do open it up. He doesn't have 20 pass attempt games.
He threw for 336.
That's pretty
good.
That's 336
is a lot higher than I thought it would be.
That's a healthy number.
I told you, in his first three starts, he's got the NFL record for most completions.
Maybe I have him low at
93.
At 280-ish against Buffalo. Maybe I have him. Maybe
dude,
I'm projecting him too low.
Dude,
are you guys just sleeping on the fact that it's 20-mile-an-hour winds?
Yes.
A little bit.
I mean, sleeping. This game is not being played in a vacuum. It's going to be whipping.
But it is going to be 64 degrees, right?
Yes.
Nice temps.
It's definitely going to affect the kicking game.
The wind is going to be a show, which will affect the passing.
Quick short game. Negates the wind.
Well, I don't know. How much does it have to whip up when it starts to affect? Does 20 mile an hour
I think 20 is a huge threshold.
Yeah.
I think 15, you start getting a little shaky, and then when it gets up to 20.
20, it's a club and a half. Club and a half.
It says it's 15 to 20 mile per hour winds are breezy.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like I'm not worried about it at all. He thinks that's a bigger number than it is.
He's really trying to play up this wind angle.
Yeah.
I'm the only one who's foreseeing this as an ugly kind of on the ground type game.
What did he predict earlier? I can't remember.
I said Buffalo will win. Now the problem is that the Hopkins sucks.
Well, and the wind will definitely affect the kicks. Well,
I mean, and the wind's definitely going to hurt
why
the kicks.
Yeah. Trotting new kickers into Redskins Washington Football Team Park, whatever it's called.
Don't we have another kicker on the practice squad? Didn't they sign another guy?
Pinheiro?
Yeah,
he's still there.
Eddie Pinheiro or whatever that guy's name is. Is that the guy's name?
It's definitely Pinheiro. I don't know his first name. I'd have to look that up. Yeah. But I know that his job, as every kicker's job, if you start missing field goals, shaky.
Greg Joseph in Minnesota, shaky. This is what Sal Capaccio, is that his name?
Capaccio.
Can't say his name, sorry.
Capaccio.
Was referring to last year against the Blitz, Josh Allen was first in touchdowns with 19.
Los Cabos.
He was first in yardage with 1850. And I guess what they considered big-time throws, he was third in the NFL with 13. So he does lick his chops against the blitz, and that's probably why teams have been laying back against him.
All right, we'll get Dan Helly's take. The former local sportscaster here on Channel 4 joins us next on a Football Friday on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. And join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit betql.com. It is our old pal Dan Helly. What's up, Helly?
JP, what's going on, bro?
What's it like when Jason texts you like 5:30 your time? You're not up, right?
Hey, I was laughing. I had the alarm go off. I was up about 5:50. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, does he think I'm getting up at about 5 a.m. for this hit with you guys?
Yeah. Is he crazy?
Well, we've been trying to get him on for the last few weeks, but he was out in Napa for a wedding. Whose wedding did you go to?
It was Dave Feldman's.
Oh, that's right. Feldy.
That's right.
He was out there, so he couldn't do it that week. And then the following week, he was working. He was calling some UFC fights in Vegas. He's always in Vegas. Helly basically has a second home in Vegas.
Hey, can you spot now, because you're doing, like, you know, up-and-coming guys a lot. Can you spot guys that you think are going to be the next big thing?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy, because you can see... You know, JP, you're a fight fan. You can see the way they move in the octagon and how sharp they are and how in terms of their skill level as a fighter, you can tell if they're going to be good. Like this past weekend, or this past Tuesday, I'm sorry, I'm still in Vegas right now. I'm actually at the Park MGM looking out my window.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Jealous. That's where I stay.
Overlooking the strip, I believe.
What's the name of the top floor area, the nice area? What's it called? I'm sure you're staying there.
No, I'm not sitting on the top floor. I'll tell you a top floor area that was ridiculous. Was it Circa? If you guys aren't familiar with Circa.
That's the new one, yeah.
It's a new casino in downtown Vegas on
Fremont
Street.
Is that by the convention center?
No, down is that by the convention center? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I saw a new one there, but go ahead.
But Circa is the one that has that huge outdoor pool what's called stadium swim.
Look,
so you
baller.
Can sit there at the pool and watch the games and place your bets, and it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. But yeah, the Circa's a new spot. Yeah.
Yeah. So JP, to your point, you can see how excited Dana gets too. So for those contender series fights that are on Tuesdays, Dana will literally stand up and start applauding or talking to the guys. So we had two guys that were 22 and 25 this last week that got contracts that are going to be absolute studs. I'm actually here because I'm doing the weigh-in show. I'm leaving in about 30 minutes for T-Mobile Arena and the UFC Apex for UFC 266, Volkanovski versus Ortega.
Nick Diaz is fighting on this one, right?
Nick Diaz, man, I have never seen a family get more love, more universal right. love from a fan base than Nick and Nate Diaz. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Dan, the only problem now is Jason's going to hit you up since you have all the UFC you know, intel and skinny.
Yeah,
the,
give me some winners.
He's going to ask you for winners. Probably at 4 a.m. in the morning, he's going to text you.
Yeah, I do
those.
That when we have Luke Thomas on the show all the time.
Well, I made the mistake of asking one of my broadcast buddies, Daniel Cormier, for some inside scoop a couple of years ago when I was out here with some buddies and wives on a couples trip. And he gave me one winner out of five fights.
I never heard the end of it. That was it. That was it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So out of this is a pretty big card in the NFL. I mean, there's some big games. I guess we can start with Tampa and the Rams. That's the 4:25 game on Sunday. This is a big one because even though it's only week three, there could be some home field advantage implications now that you only have the one team getting the bye. This is a big one, Tampa going on the road to play the Rams. And obviously the Rams have a better offense now because their quarterback is better in Stafford. Mm-hmm. But Brady's got 9 touchdowns in 2 weeks. I mean, it's just absurd what he's doing. What's your feeling in this game?
I think that Tampa Bay, it doesn't matter if they're at home. It doesn't matter if they're on the road. You need them to play poorly because I think the Rams can play as well as they possibly can, and the Bucs could play a 7 out of 10 game, and the Bucs could still win it. I will tell you this: having gone to that first Rams game and seeing them live in person, it's a very different team with Matthew Stafford at the helm. And if you have Cooper Kupp on any fantasy team, never ever take him out of your lineup.
Never,
he kills it. He kills it. Yeah.
And I thought they were going to suffer defensively a little more than they have because they lost some pieces on the back end. John Jefferson II, really nice safety. They lost their free agency. Actually, DC area guy as well. But they've looked pretty good defensively. Their run defense hasn't been great, the Rams. But I like the Bucks to win. What are the Bucks favored by 1 now?
Yeah, it's like a pick 'em, 1.5, something like that.
Yeah, I like the Bucks to win and cover in that one.
You said SoFi was ridiculous.
Yeah, give us a skinny on the stadium, like all the amenities, and look. It looks like the crowds for the Rams are almost all pro Rams, but then when the Chargers come into town, like the Cowboys fans are out in force. It seems like half of the stadium is rooting for the opponent. Yeah. Are we right on that read?
If you had to take all of the professional sports teams and the major college teams in Los Angeles, of which there are plenty, right? You have 2 baseball, you have 2 basketball, you have 2 hockey, you have 2 major sports programs in USC and UCLA. The San Diego Chargers would be more popular than one of them.
I mean, <Wow.
laughs> they just aren't on the radar in LA right now. Even though they're a good football team, they just aren't on the radar. And for whatever reason, the Rams had more immediate success. The Rams had been in LA prior to being in St. Louis. So there was a built-in fan base when the Rams came back. Even though the Chargers were only 2 hours down the road in San Diego, people just didn't care. We had this conversation on our DirecTV Fantasy Zone show that I do with Lindsey Rhodes and some other folks. And she asked, how long would it take for the Chargers to cultivate a legitimate LA fan base if they won? Uh-huh. And I think it would be like 5 years.
Really?
And she's an LA native. And she, wow. If they won, she was shocked. She's an LA native. She's from Orange County. And she thinks it would take less than 2 years if they continue to win, which I think they will. But yes, the stadium is unbelievable. You guys will appreciate this. I was lucky enough to have a buddy who has a field level suite.
Hmm. Those must be ridiculous.
It's insane.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, because I know you guys love this stuff, but for the Super Bowl, the suite will go for $600,000.
Oh my God.
For the Super Bowl.
You got that.
He had like 8 of us, and it was in the end zone, so you could see a lot of those field level suites. They sound good in theory, but if you're behind the bench and you're on the sideline, you're watching on the Jumbotron the whole game because you can't see through them. The players.
Right.
So we kind of had that end zone, almost all 22 view. And when they're running off the field, you know how some people like yell at the players and the coaches and stuff, like when they're going into the tunnel, like you're right there on field level with them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're seeing guys you know. You're like, what's up? You're talking a little bit pregame. I had to run over there after our DirecTV show, which is a seven-hour. It's like the Red Zone. You just bounce around game to game, only you're, instead of talking about the score, you're talking about the individual fantasy players. So I got there right before kickoff. And the coolest thing about that stadium, in addition to the Jumbotron, which wraps around the entire stadium, is it's the translucent roof. Mm. So during those day games, it's always light and bright, and you're inside, yet you feel like you're outside, and you're not totally inside. It's amazing. And then those suites, they stay open for 2 hours after the game and operate as like a sports bar or
right,
a club.
Right.
So you don't have to leave and get caught up in all the traffic.
Does the new Vegas stadium have those field level suites too? I assume all the new stadiums are going to have them.
I think it does. I would assume it does.
Right.
I'm trying to think to Atlanta. You know, the nicest stadiums in the NFL right now, I still love Cowboy Stadium with that huge Jumbotron that hangs down. And you know, that's been around for over a decade now. But Atlanta has the new stadium. Minnesota's is beautiful. The field-level suite thing is one where I think that's just kind of a built-in automatic moneymaker for all
huge,
these teams.
Huge, huge. All right, so we're going to get to Washington Buffalo here in a second. Just want to get your thoughts on the Packers and the Niners on Sunday night. Big one. For a lot of reasons, you know, the Niners have a bunch of injuries, but it looks like Elijah Mitchell's going to go at running back. They really haven't gotten Kittle involved yet. I kind of predicted that he's going to score in this game, but Rodgers looked like Rodgers last week. Devontae Adams was legit. Obviously, Aaron Jones, a huge game. So you kind of have to throw out that first game against the Saints because that wasn't the Packers. But what's your thought on this matchup in San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm concerned about the Packers' defense. Joe Barry, the new defensive coordinator that came over from the Rams, where he was the linebacker coach there. And, of course, you guys are familiar with him from his D.C. days.
He stunk.
he was terrible. He lived in my neighborhood.
I'm
brought down the property values. You're tight with Joe Barry?
I'm buddies. I wouldn't say I'm tight, but we're friends. We're acquaintances.
Right.
We've hung out a couple of times.
He may be a nice man, but his statistically, his defenses were terrible.
Statistically, it hasn't been good,
yeah.
And they haven't been able to get after the quarterback. I don't worry about the 49ers running back situation anymore because for whatever reason, Kyle's always able to make that work no matter who's back there.
You plug and play those dudes.
Yeah, I know, but when you lose four of them, that's pretty big.
Yeah, well, if Mitchell's able to come back and go, doubt.
Right.
I like Green Bay offensively to go in there and put some points on the board, but I just think the fact that they're going across country is going to make things a little bit tougher. I think they what's the line in this game, Jason?
Niners laying a field goal, my friend.
Yeah, I think Green Bay is going to find a way to squeak this out, even though smug Aaron Rodgers is my least favorite Aaron Rodgers. Like I would like to see Aaron Rodgers for whatever reason. I'm not a hater. But you just knew. You just knew coming into week two that they were going to come and they were going to win decisively because they're playing Detroit. Mm-hmm. And that he was going to come to the podium and just slick his hair back in a little ponytail and give a wink to the guy. And talk. I mean, just I don't know. I'm so over Aaron Rodgers. Maybe it's because we talked about him the entire offseason.
Yeah.
But that all being said, I think they squeak it out. I don't think they cover. I think the defense does enough to get it done, and I don't think you're going to see Debo going for, you know, $170, $180 like he did in that first game.
Talking to Dan Helly, now hosts play-by-play for DirecTV, Fox, does the Contender Series for UFC. Here's kind of a broadcasting question. I was just reading, and I didn't hear it, but Joe Buck apparently is under some heat over Deshaun Watson comments during Thursday Night Football.
Oh.
How would Dan Helly have handled the Deshaun Watson situation? Would you have stayed away from it if you're calling the game as a play-by-play guy? What would you have done?
What did he say?
What's the heat? Just that he mentioned it?
I think people are criticizing the way that he brought it up, saying that he almost mentioned it like a career accolade. Like he just was kind of ripping it off that this is what's going on. But I didn't hear it.
Well, I heard part. I heard him briefly. I mean, I had the game on the background. I was doing a some prep for this UFC and the SMU-TCU game we'll be calling on Saturday.
Look at you all over the place.
Gotcha. I need Mordecai to go nuts. I got him on one of my fantasy teams.
Dude, I mean 16 touchdown passes?
I know. He slings it. No doubt.
It's incredible. Yeah, you have to address it, but that's one of those things I think as a broadcaster that you've certainly given some thought to before you present that on the air. And Joe Buck's one of the best. Like I said, I heard in the background and nothing really piqued my interest. He did mention the lawsuits, you know, so there was a mention of what was going on legally.
He did.
Yeah. How do you call a Texans game and when they're starting Davis Mills at quarterback and not mention one of the top five quarterbacks in the game who's been a healthy scratch the entire season?
Dan, how do you think Washington fares? They go on the road. Heinicke with his first road start started out as like a 9.5 at 10-point underdogs. Been bet down to like 7 or 7.5 over the last few days.
I hate to admit it, guys, but I'm kind of like I'm a little bit like Jason when it comes to Taylor Heinicke. I'm not rooting for him to do poorly, but you know that time is coming. And it was interesting to listen to Turner during his press conference the other day talk about why Heinicke has been overlooked, you know, for all these years. You know, undersized, Old Dominion, undrafted, doesn't have a big arm. I go back a couple years ago when I called one of the Panthers games. It was Kyle Allen's first start at quarterback.
He had a great one, right?
Yeah. He played against the Cardinals. He had 3 touchdown passes. It was in his hometown. He was phenomenal. And I think the last time I came on with you guys, I said it wouldn't surprise me if Kyle Allen ended up being the starting quarterback. I still wouldn't be surprised if Taylor Heinicke is not the starting quarterback of this team by, you know, midseason. I hope I'm wrong. I was impressed with his moxie last week. I thought the playoff game, everybody was getting so jacked up after one game in the playoffs where, you know, he ran around and made some stuff happen. Like,
what is it that you don't like, Dan?
I don't like that I haven't seen enough. That's it. There's just not a big enough sample size, right?
But you're obviously not really buying what you're seeing. You're just like, this is a mirage, right?
Because but he's also jaded Washington fan. He's waited for the other shoe to drop, probably.
That's all it is. There's nothing. I mean, he goes out there and he plays, and I like it. I like what he does. I like how he moves around. I like how he improvises. I like how he can throw off platform. Yeah. I like all that stuff. I actually like watching him play. I like everything about him. I just haven't seen enough of him. And when he's now, it kind of makes more sense why he was cut in Carolina and brought back when you hear Rivera say, well, he's a gamer, basically. He's not that great of a practice player, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm all over the Bills on this one. I need to see the defense play better. You can't have a defense as good and as talented as Washington and put up the lack of numbers that they have so far. I mean, you're the 22nd ranked total defense in the NFL. Like, they're not disrupting anything. I want to see them more disruptive.
Yeah, it's been so. Real quick before we let you go, you're calling the SMU TCU. Are you calling that from a studio, or are you actually going to be in Fort Worth?
Unfortunately, I will be at a studio in Los Angeles, which is the same place I called the Wisconsin Eastern Michigan game from with Robert Smith.
That's right. That's right. You couldn't enjoy the House of Pain in Camp Randall, which would have been unbelievable.
Jump around. Yeah, I don't think I would have had the same excitement level as Gus had when he was there, which was pretty awesome. But that's one of the great scenes in college football that I would love to be a part of at 100%. Some point.
Hey, man, you are the best. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for getting up
early.
Thank
you, buddy.
Talk soon. Have a great weekend. Have a good dumpy dump. All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, buddy. Yep.
See you, bro.
Later, boys.
Okay.
Bye.
Mr.
Good
Helly.
Man, Dan Helly.
Good guy.
Coming up next, we'll switch gears. The horniest couple in America. Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Real quick, time for the Nats Smoothie Player of the Week, served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Pretty simple.
I know who that is.
Juan Soto delivered another big performance Thursday night, homering twice and setting a single-season franchise walks record on top of that. Soto said after the game, "I'm just seeing the ball really well. The first one I hit pretty well. The second one, I was surprised it was gone. Thought it was going foul." Soto's walk in the first inning moved him past Bryce Harper into first place in the Nationals' all-time single-season walks list. Harper walked 130 times in 2018. It's all brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They've partnered with the team to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at participating DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the official smoothie of the Washington Nationals.
By the way, I have to give credit where credit is due. This is to Eric Arnold, who used to work here at 106.7 The Fan. Mm-hmm. He retweeted something. His Twitter is at Dude I'm Eric. He retweeted something from SpotTrack. Mm-hmm. SpotTrack, if you don't know, tracks contracts, valuations of deals, and gets you up to speed on, you know, what guys signed for, their signing bonus, whatever, for all sports. They tweeted an hour ago, for the first time in SpotTrack history, our market valuation tool calculated a player to earn more than $500 million on his next contract. 22-year-old Nats outfielder Juan Soto currently projects to a 15-year, $503 million extension.
That's not bad.
That's how good he is. That's how good the numbers are that he's putting up.
With the Yankees.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, you better win another World Series.
Enjoy him while you can, Nats
fans. Where do they have him for another 3 years?
With the Indies.
I think it's three or four.
I'd have to look at
whatever it is. You better win another World Series with him because he won't be here. He'll be in New York or he'll be in L.A., you know, a market that can actually pay him. And the learners could pay him, but they won't.
Right.
They're not going to pay him $503 million.
It's not what their track record has been not to pay
guys. I thought
this
was worth moving all the big money guys so you'd have money for Soto.
Hey. Now, maybe they'll surprise us and they'll break the bank to sign Soto. I wouldn't bet on it. The smart money says no.
It's incredible. It really is. He's going to win the batting title. Mm-hmm. You know, if they were in the mix
for... Well, how many games are left?
10, maybe? 9, 10?
How far ahead is he of the next guy?
Well, he's four up on Trey.
Yeah, I would.
4 points up on Trey.
It's not over yet.
I mean, he's reached base 10 straight times. I mean, he's just in one of those zones. He's just incredible. Yeah. But the question is, will the learners... Will they nickel and dime him and offer him 400 when he's worth 500?
I don't know.
Nickel and dime him offering $400 million.
Yeah, that's what
I understand.
It's all relative. Or will they just keep him for a couple more years and then trade him with 2 years left in arbitration and get more for him than you would if he's an unrestricted free agent?
Those long contracts can bite you. And I'm not saying that he's not worth the money, but Mike Trout basically hasn't played this year.
He's played 36 games, correct.
And he's one of those guys.
Mike Trout is going to go to the Hall of Fame because of his numbers, but his overall numbers will be so much lower than what were expected because he simply, in the last 4 years, can't stay healthy.
Yeah. No.
So I teased this story about the horniest couple in America.
It's not Cakes and Amy?
It is not.
I feel like it could be Cakes and Amy.
It's a couple named Eric.
I don't believe I'm on this story.
Eric
thankfully.
And Lori Harmon.
All right.
And 5 months after pleading guilty to having public sex on one of Myrtle Beach's biggest tourist attractions,
I think
it was called Sky Wheel.
It's also called EB's Balcony that he rented through Airbnb.
Yeah, how close are you to the Sky Wheel, Eric?
When we were in Myrtle, we weren't that far.
Majestic Myrtle.
Yeah, I don't know. We weren't that far. We were maybe half a mile.
And they were charged again for engaging in sex acts inside a photo booth.
I can officially say that horny.
In the arcade.
Never done the public sex bit ever.
Come on, Kay.
And, by the way, I found this somewhat ironic. This all happens in Horry County.
Robert Horry County?
Yes.
I get size.
Hey, who's hornier, that couple or the gorillas in the Bronx?
The gorillas. Clearly the gorillas.
Dude, I saw the gorilla video.
You did? You watched
that
it?
That is a show.
I can't watch it.
The male gorilla lays back.
I can't watch that.
And the girl, she, just like Teresa, she goes right for her. I mean, unbelievable.
I can't even remember when that happened.
By the way, the Harmons... Like this story's I feel like it's kind. They had like a Pornhub account. You know what I mean? Like they might have been one of these couples that's filming their bits.
Hold on, what's the username?
Yeah,
I think it said that Lori's Pornhub account got deleted. She's still on OnlyFans. Right. Her Pornhub page once housed about 140 videos.
Yeah, so they're pornos. They're pornos.
Yeah. Now I'll say this: pounding the keys. If you look at her picture,
and something else.
She kind of looks like. Kate Hudson.
I mean, she's an attractive.
Are you kidding me?
I think she looks like Kate Hudson in the face.
I mean, Kate Hudson's a million.
This is a mugshot.
Okay.
If you put her in a little. I mean, just saying, like the facial structure.
I mean, she's a poor woman's.
I'm sure she looks
Kate
like
Hudson.
Penny Lane from Almost Famous.
Well, hold on. No, his point is if she gets made up.
Right.
Maybe.
She would be pretty cute.
She's the Myrtle Beach Hudson.
Yeah. She's cute enough to have a Pornhub page. Yeah. And only.
Well, can't anybody have one?
Yeah, but you got to have a decent level of looks to you, I think, for anybody to look at you. Right?
Well, I don't know how many people were looking at them. It just says their sheer volume
give me
of videos.
To search for.
Although I guess they did have 11,000 subscribers.
I mean, you have to be mega horny to get after it in a photo booth. You
know, they're not horny. They're doing it for views.
Yeah, they're just doing it for clicks.
They're clicks.
Yeah, she's got the OnlyFans page. Subscribers, $10 a month.
I just know Eric and I are going to start exploring ape porno now as a genre.
I wasn't exactly turned on by it, but it was fascinating to see the genetic roots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, wow, that's a real thing.
It's in our blood.
It's in your blood,
man. I'm sure
they
cared that people were standing at the glass looking at them. They didn't care.
Oh, the parents, the moms and dads that were holding the little kids cared.
They're horrified.
They were freaking out.
Sure.
And by the way, I determined that I'm larger than a gorilla. I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the gorilla had a cakes.
How dare you?
You know what, though? This just flashed into my mind. Yeah, because we grew up together. I still remember. I believe EB, when we were like 9 or 10 years old, he ran back from like our boy Roddy's house because he watched two dogs going.
If you go to the zoo and you see what those people saw, consider it a great day. That's a bonus because usually you go
They're
to the
sleeping.
Zoo, you're like, where's the lion? I can't see it. Where are the gorillas? What are they doing? Well, these gorillas, they put on a show for you. They put on a peep show for everybody in attendance. So good on them. Good for them.
Eric, I sent you the link to your Kate Hudson lookalike's Instagram.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. She looks like Kate Hudson if Kate Hudson got ran over by a bus and was addicted to meth for 10 years.
I disagree.
Hey, Evie's going to put on his goggles. He's about to go down that wormhole.
Who'd
today.
You send it to?
To the outhang.
Oh, I'm never on that thing anymore.
Who goes in the stream yard?
I can't even get to it. I have no idea how to get to it.
What is it called?
I mean, it's right
chat there. Or Google? What is
you're
it?
You're too late. I'll show you after the show.
There's a couple I follow that they go around and they hit skins all over like the desert. I'll tell Valdez about that.
That's he'll like it.
Yeah, you guys
get the desert bit.
Yeah.
I think she looks pretty hot in that picture.
Yeah, all right. We got to get out of here for Bish Cakes. EB, I'm JP. Have a great weekend. Be Mitch and Finley next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.